Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman.
Good evening, everyone, and thank you for listening tonight. This is your host, Jennifer Hellman, and I'm so excited to have tonight's guest. Carrie Nanton is a celebrity astrologer psychic who has been practicing professionally as an astrologer and consulting with clients since 1990. You can get more information about her and her services on her website, www.carrienanton.com. She recently also started a radio program on BBS Radio on Thursday at 4 p.m. Pacific called Carrie Nanton Talks Astrology on Station 2. And I'm really happy she's got so many things to talk about in this exciting month of May. So hello, Carrie. How are you doing?
Hi. Thank you for having me, Jennifer.
Oh, it's awesome to have you on once again. I listened to your show earlier tonight, and you have some wonderful news for many.
I do. The month of May is going to be an extraordinarily dynamic month, and I'm sure your listeners are going to want to know all about it.
Yes, I'm sure they are. So where do you want to start? Do you want to start on the new moon, or where would you like to start?
Well, we can start right at the beginning is where I like to start, Jen. How about you?
Sounds good.
Okay, well, first of all, we begin May 2nd, which is tomorrow. Hello, tomorrow. At about 11 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time, the planet Saturn goes direct. Now, Saturn has been responsible for a lot of communication problems. People don't realize that because in the sign of Virgo, it is ruled by, the sign of Virgo itself is ruled by Mercury. So perhaps a lot of people haven't felt like communicating. They haven't felt like really talking about their feelings because they might feel they might upset somebody or they might dredge up a lot of drama or crisis or just feeling misunderstood and just sort of alone in their thoughts. So the first notice we have in the month of May is Saturn going direct tomorrow evening, and then Mercury moving into a strong placement in its own home placement of Gemini. Again, this is communications. Then we have that powerful new moon in the sign of Taurus called the supermoon. Now, that was a phrase coined by the famous astrologer Richard Knoll, and he defined that sort of where the moon comes very close to the Earth, and anything as a planet gets closer to the Earth, it moves faster. So we get the close placement of the new moon plus a very quick orbit or transit. And so this is going to make that new moon an extremely potent, powerful new moon. And I know probably a lot of your listeners, Jennifer, like to start things on a new moon.
Oh, definitely. They definitely do.
Exactly. So I think everybody by now knows, well, we start stuff on a new moon, it culminates at the full moon.
Right, right. Now, if being in Taurus, where would be the focus if they wanted to start something new? Would it be with finances, with love? What aspects, since Taurus kind of is ruled by Venus, correct?
Venus and a blend of Jupiter and Neptune, in fact. You know, I like to go a little deeper. When we just talk about our finances and our personal assets and luxuries, these are all things ruled by the second house or by the sign of Taurus. Taurus can be a very sensual sign. It also can be a very complacent sign, except when it's angered. But it's also a very sensitive sign because just like a bull, when you wave a red flag, it charges. So what I like to say is that the second house is also a good place to start. If you want to work on your money and your finances, you start at the bottom. You start with your self-esteem.
Excellent.
Start doing what you love, feeling good about yourself. So when, you know, all of these planets, all of the house placements can be viewed in a lot of different levels, body, mind, and soul, spiritual, emotional, active. So we can start. The way to make money is to feel good about yourself, first of all. Do everything you can to feel good about you. Money will follow. I also like to say that, of course, the sign of Taurus is about love, too. It's about wanting to be touched. It's about wanting to be caressed. It's about wanting to feel that emotional response. And also, isn't it all the time, I always find that when you're in love, money follows. Or, you know, so it all goes together because it all makes you feel good about yourself.
Right. Definitely. Is there anything else about this moon that we need to know? Is there any kind of aspects that's going along with this moon that are important to know?
The aspects that are going along with the moon. Now, I did the new moon chart, and as far as aspects, there are so many aspects going along with it. From my point of view, you know, it is going to be conjoining some fixed stars, which again make it a very potent moon. It lines up. It's in between Venus, of course, and it comes very close to the Sun, which is the new moon. Those are the only aspects that I would look at when I'm looking at the new moon, because I'm more concerned with the north and south nodes, the outer planets, and everything else. Another thing that is noticeable in the month of May, and continuing along with the theme of the new moon cycle, which culminates at the full moon, is the fact that as Saturn goes direct, you know, it doesn't just whiplash, you know, into a direct motion. It kind of is like a bus coming to a stop and then going forward. You know, it's slow. So as it picks up speed, by the time it does pick up speed, the planet Mars moves into the sign Leo, which is very important because Mars has been in the sign of Cancer for a very excruciatingly long time.
Yes, it has.
And Mars is not happy in its debilitated sign of Cancer because that's a water sign. And Mars just can't seem to get up enough energy, and then it just creates a lot of steam.
Yes.
So when it moves into the sign of Leo, it's in a fire sign. It's much more happy there. It parallels the planet Saturn, and we get the strength, we get the courage, we get desire, we get the oomph that we need to just kind of like bite life, take life at its best and just go for it. So I think that it's not just one aspect, but it's a culmination of all the aspects in the month of May that make that a pivotal month. So if you've been looking for change, you can definitely get some change in the month of May.
Now, doesn't Jupiter go into retrograde around the 9th?
Jupiter goes retrograde right around the 8th, yes, during the same time when Saturn is picking up speed and Mars is changing signs. Mm-hmm.
So how is that going to affect things? I mean, that's expanding and good things coming to you, your luck, and now that it's going into retrograde, is that going to slow things down now?
You know, in the sign of Capricorn, of course, that's business, ambition, success, and Jupiter, sure, can make us go full-heartedly and we're wanting to be successful. But then, of course, we need to stop and take a breather and kind of like, all right, go back and fix things, tweak things, and make sure this is what we want and going in the direction that we want to go in. And then when it goes direct, of course, we can move forward. So we can't constantly be on a forward-moving, train wreck, you know? So we do have to have times to kind of like go back and to, regroup and to rethink, is this really what we want? Is that the direction we want to be going in? And to fix things, tweak things, perfect things. And these are what the retrogrades are for. Mercury goes retrograde also at the end of May, too. So we are human beings, and if we were just going forward, moving forward, you know, that wouldn't be good for us because we're here on the planet Earth in sort of like a school to learn. And we do have to go back. We have to go over things. We have to correct our mistakes. We have to correct ourselves in the process.
Right. So, you've named a lot of the major planets going on right now, except for Venus. What's going on with Venus right now?
Well, Venus is, you know, is in the sign of Taurus. And a lot of times I know, you know, when people are talking about love and romance, they're talking about Venus. Venus in the sign of Taurus is very sensual. Now, Venus, when Venus is not aspected correctly, too much sensuality can, you know, lead us into all kinds of trouble. Drinking too much, partying too much, just being loose, okay? So the planet Venus isn't always so happy, so romantic, marriage, soulmate, stuff like this. The planet Venus can also be in a debilitated state where sensuality is too much. Okay?
Okay.
So we always have to make sure that our Venus energy is being acted upon correctly. And one way to know if your Venus is being acted upon correctly is your attitude toward love and sensuality, is it healthy?
Okay.
Make sure you're not drinking too much, you're not you're not too loose, you're not too this. So it's important to keep Venus in good standing there. So Venus in the sign of Taurus is going to be very sensual, because Taurus does oppose Scorpio, which is the eighth house. Still, Taurus is a very sensual sign. It loves to touch, it loves to feel, it loves to eat well, it loves all the good things about love, about life.
Excellent. Now, I know you focus more on the North Node and the South Node, but something that I tend to look at myself a lot is Pluto.
Okay.
It's a planet of transformation. So what is Pluto up to?
Well, you know, Pluto is retrograde, and it's just entered the sign of Capricorn, where it hasn't been since the 1770s or 1760s, when we had our huge revolution. Okay, so Pluto in the sign of Capricorn is going to revolutionize, or, you know, cause revolutions in structure. Okay, even going back 40 years over to the 60s revolution, this is when we fought for black rights, we fought for women's rights, we fought against wars that we didn't want to be in, and we fought against the earth. Okay, we had love, the theme was love. So these cycles all repeat themselves. So we're going to see a repeat, and it's no coincidence that what we fought for in a revolution, a social revolution in the 60s, we see coming back up. Here we have
right.
a male a black Democratic candidate and a female Democratic candidate. These were things that we fought for in the 60s, 40 years ago, okay?
Right.
So these revolutionary cycles, Pluto deals with revolutionary, deals with spiritual evolution, transformation, spiritual regeneration, spiritual change. And so what is going to be happening is you're going to see people awakening more and more who were never ever involved in spiritual pursuits, never cared about astrology, never cared about healing. And then all of a sudden they are being called to do these very same things, to get involved into opening up their psychic abilities or studying astrology. That's why I encourage many people to study astrology, because we definitely need more really good astrologers out there.
Plus, it's just fun.
Plus,
I find it
fun.
It's a lot of work, but I do find it fascinating and fun.
I try to tell people that it is one of those things that can be a lifelong hobby, okay? Because
yeah.
it's something that you're always going to be able to study. You're always going to be able to find new material on.
Definitely.
You know, so it is one of those things that you can do, you can grow with, and you're never going to get there. There's no end, and you're never going to know it all, and you're never going to, there's never going to be nothing that you can't study. There's always going to be something there to study, because the universe is vast, but the heavens are vast, and it is a moving, living universe that we live in.
Most definitely. And let's now talk about the North Node. It's in Aquarius, correct?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And how does that, the North Node I always thought of is the future path, the lessons that you're here to kind of learn. mm-hmm. or the path that you're supposed to be taking. As it's globally this way, now, how does it really affect everybody, if being in Aquarius?
No, the North and South nodes are very interesting, and I've studied them extensively. And to really understand their energy and how they affect your life, you really have to get into some of the other forms of astrology, too. The North and South nodes aren't really planets. They're just imaginary points on the elliptic. And right now we have the North node conjoining Neptune. The South node is at 24 degrees, but there's also a midpoint between Saturn at 1 degree and the South node, which is right on the asteroid trans-Pluto point. Okay, so the North and South node are, yes, in one way, forward-moving destiny and our past life destiny. You don't get to access either one of them unless you have fulfilled your lessons, okay? So your past life is where your cup is running over. This is where you have to give back. In the South node, you have so much experience there. You have so much to give back. That's where your cup runneth over. You can't access that until you kind of like fulfill or go through the minor lessons that you have to complete there. So what most people are going to experience anytime the North and South node are involved is, you know, like obstacles, hardships, pain, you know, difficulties, okay, until they have overcome the lessons of the North and South node. So balancing the North and South nodes, that's kind of hard to do because most people will feel that the North and South node thing, they don't like it, okay? So every time your South node is aspected by a planet, you may say, that's not so fun, you know?
Yeah.
Anytime your North node is aspected, you're like, that's not so fun.
Well,
I don't think I want to balance these out.
Well, it's like I felt that way when Pluto was hitting my sun and squaring my moon. So, but yes.
Right. And the Pluto energy is also going to be a tough energy to deal with also. Okay. So those outer points are not fooling around with you, and they're not so fun until you reach the level of elevation. Now, going back to the North node, it's conjoining Neptune and the South node and Saturn are in within 6 degrees of each other. And so what that does is that there is things from the past. Now, remember, we go back a year ago, we had Saturn in Leo, okay?
Right.
So the South node is now in the points where Saturn was last year, okay?
Okay.
And so there is always going to be some aspect right now of our past that we are held to. It's like we haven't gotten away from it, whether it was a romance, a love affair, and whether it was problems with our children or work, whatever it was. Problems with our ego is a South Node in Leo thing. So there is something that we're being held to from all the way back from last year. And this too coincides with Mars, the Mars transit, because Mars has been went to Gemini and Cancer and then retrograded back, and this is going back about 8 months.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. So how long is this aspect going to be continuing?
Well, you know, the South Node is going to be moving more and more, you know, 23, 22 degrees Leo. But then we have the North Node right now that is conjoining Neptune. And to me, that sort of is opening up hope, opening up change. Because also, while the North and South Node the North Node is conjoining Neptune, if we look, we see Jupiter at 22 and we see Uranus at 21. They are sextiling and they are sort of straddling the Neptune and the North Node. This is a magnificent portal of spiritual energy that is opened, okay? So while we are tied to the past and there's something we have to overcome in the past, we have the spiritual energy to do so and to overcome great obstacles and to get somewhere. And I think that the South Node in Leo, when Saturn was in Leo, I think it tore apart a lot of love relationships, soulmate relationships that are still trying to work through the problems.
Right. So are things going to be correcting or still going to be fixing out the problem?
No, I definitely think they're going to be correcting, absolutely.
Oh, excellent.
Absolutely.
Okay. Is there any other aspects you want to speak about before I open the phone lines for calls?
Just, there's a lot of hope this month in the month of May, all right? And I want to say that also what I see is that, you know, every time we begin a Saturn cycle, we all begin that cycle with a dream, a hope, a plan, a wish, okay? And these are big wishes. I want to go to school. I want to get a new job. I want to get married. You know, it's always going to be a big wish. And Saturn, as it goes retrograde and forward, it is all about how that hope or that dream or that wish gets realized, okay? And so now as it's about to go direct tomorrow at 11 p.m., we can see part of that hope, that dream, that wish that we started to dream back in August or September. We can start seeing that come get a little bit closer to it, and we can start moving forward with that.
Yay!
I know, right?
So I do want to open up the phone lines now. If you have questions for Terry, please, you can call BBS Radio. And the numbers are... You know, I forgot to get out the numbers. 1 second, folks. So, Terry, let's talk a little bit, since I have to get the phone numbers out, about your show and what your show is about. You talk more about astrology, correct?
I have my show on BBS Channel Station 2 on Thursdays, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard, 4 p.m. Pacific Time. And it's called Terry Nazon Talks Astrology. And I try to go in-depth with really some of the transits that we're talking about. This, of course, you know, it's the new moon. It's a new month, and so this month we talked about May's energy. Last week we talked about predictions. I make world predictions, election predictions, economic predictions, and we just talk about, we analyze some of the candidates' charts, and so we talk about a lot on my show. It's basically geared with astrology.
Oh, excellent. And the phone numbers are 877-876-5227 if you're in the U.S. If you're in Canada, it is 888-815-9756.
Hello?
And if you have a call for Terry, please call in. I'm sure she'd be happy to answer your questions. So, with everything going on...
Hello?
We do have a call.
Oh, okay. Hi. This is Jen. Hello?
Hello?
Hi. What's your name?
Ernie.
Hi, Ernie. You're calling again. It's great to talk to you again.
Yeah, you remembered me.
Yes. What's your name, Terry?
I just have a question. I'm a Cancer, and I want to know, I've been feeling like, I don't know, kind of down lately.
Uh-huh.
I just wanted to know, is that anything to do with...
What is your date of birth?
July 8th, 1953.
1953?
Yes.
Well, absolutely. With Mars, the fact that it's been in Cancer for so long, and it's not happy in the sign of Cancer. So that is going to make you feel like you have to work double hard to get the energy on, because here we have a fire planet, Mars, in a water sign, Cancer. So what you get is steam, okay? So it takes a lot more energy to you know, to get things done, to motivate yourself, and just to do the routine things that you want to do every day. But it is leaving the sign of Cancer finally, and it has been there for about, you know, in and out, retrograde, for about 8 months. So finally, we get to, Mars is going to move into a fire sign, of course, set for Cancer, so that's your solar second house of money, and that would coincide with this new moon, so you'll be more motivated to spend on yourself, to buy something that you want, to get gifts, and to get love.
So things are going to get better then?
Absolutely.
Is there a time frame for that, or is this going to happen?
2 weeks.
2 weeks?
2 weeks.
Great.
That's pretty good, Ernie.
Yeah, it does. It sounds great. I need that. I need a break.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for listening, calling in.
Thank
you.
Remember, God bless you. Bye.
Remember, it's like, you know, doing somebody's chart. Of course, it's much more complicated when you have somebody's chart in front of you, because, you know, we know their rising sign. We know all the planets and the placements. So it gets a little bit more in-depth. This is just, you know, looking at one sun sign, one transit to say why would that person be feeling a little lethargic or a little less energetic than usual. So remember, it's a lot more complicated than the radio show allows us to really do. So, but Mars is moving out of the sign of Cancer, and I think a lot of us are going to be feeling the effects of that and be feeling we can just get up and go and go.
Yes, most definitely. And if they want more information and they want to get a more in-depth reading, they definitely can go to your website and
www.terrynazon.com
and fill out the forms, and I've done it very easy and quick. Hi, caller. How are you?
I'm fine. This is Jackie.
Hi, Jackie. How can I help you?
Well, I was born February 12th, 1951.
Okay.
And
now, Jen, do you know, a little bit about it. You know a little astrology, too, right?
A little bit, yes.
Yes,
do you
do.
Why don't you just chime in here, too?
You're the professional. I'm just a hobbyist, so.
Oh.
Basically, I don't have a chart. All I know is she's Aquarian. That I do know.
Well, I know that Pluto is at 1 degree Capricorn right now.
Yes.
And it's going to go back and forth over my midheaven, which is 0 degrees Capricorn, all year long.
You're February 12th, 1951, correct?
Yes, I am.
You have bigger problems than that, lady.
Really?
You have Pluto is squaring your Saturn.
Yes,
Libra.
It is.
Okay. So I think that would be more difficult. And that would almost indicate like a pivotal change in your life, okay? Meaning could be a move from one city or state to another, could be a change in career, okay? Could be, many different things. So that's going to be what we call pivotal change, especially when it's on those angles, your ascendant, your descendant, your midheaven, or your nadir, okay? Those are pivotal points, and this is cardinal in cardinal. That means there's a decision, and that you will be changing your life. Is that the case?
That is the case.
Yeah. All right. Well, it's not so bad because if we're thinking of just starting a new business or ending a business or just ending something, remember where one door closes, another opens.
Mm-hmm.
And most often the closed door is something that's good to let go of, and the new one is even better than what you had. So.
Exactly.
That's what I feel. I'm releasing some things and looking forward at the same time.
So, you know, you have to do what you have to do, and I see that you've gone through your Uranus transits on your Venus and your Mars, so it looks to me like you have a good attitude about changes, all right? And you just have to do it. Maybe you're going to be one of these people who's going to end up being a mover and a shaker. Who knows?
I think Uranus is also transiting my North Node.
Yeah, it was, and it will go back and forth over it. Okay, but it's kind of a, it's about 2 degrees away from it right now.
Okay.
You had Neptune on your sun, you had Uranus on your north node, and you had you know, you had of course the you know, looking back over maybe last year, it all started with when Uranus was on your Venus and your Mars. So it's been a time of really kind of like when a dog like has water and he shakes, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So you kind of have been shaking the water out of your fur, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Some of it was a good decision, some of it maybe not, but you were rebelling.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right.
You were rebelling, and maybe you had to do a temper tantrum or rebel to be heard. Who knows?
Well, I think I had to find out that I'm not responsible for other people's happiness.
No, that's a big one. That's
that
a big
I have
one.
To be responsible for my own, and I have to take care of myself first.
Mm-hmm.
And that's been difficult for me because I tend to, you know, want to take care of other people.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you still can take care of people, just in a different way and not literally take it on.
Mm-hmm.
You can still help people, and I do feel like you will. It's just going to be in a different form.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you have to have your boundaries and your limitations, and it's easy to you can take care of people and also take care of yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't, you know, it's the old saying, you know, if I'm not for myself, who will be? But if I'm only for myself, what am I?
Right, yeah.
Okay, so you can't swing from one line of thinking to the other. You have to find a nice middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Best of luck to you. Thank you for calling.
All right, thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That is something that a lot of people have been, especially with that spiritual energy that's really coming, it's really waking up people and making them realize to have those healthy boundaries, to understand that people need to take responsibility for themselves first and foremost.
You know, I think, you know, going through, you know, Uranus transits can be very tough because it, you know, there's this something on the inside that you're unsettled with. You understand?
Right.
But the other thing to remember also is that Uranus transits are temporary. Pluto transits can be more permanent, but Uranus transits are temporary.
Okay.
And we can fall in love with ideas, with things and people we don't really know. You know, and all kinds of craziness can happen under these Uranus transits.
Right. And I believe we do have another caller.
Hello.
Hello.
My name's Janet.
Hi, Janet. How can I help you? Or how can Terry help you?
My birthday is April the 24th, 1958.
Uh-huh.
And I'm hoping for a good year.
You're hoping for a good year. And are you excited about the fact that in the month of May we have a super moon and that Saturn's finally going direct, Mars is moving out of Cancer, and of course that's going to bring in some new energy. So I think that gives everybody lots to be, you know, to be thankful for. So you're in Aries, so typically, you know, Mars is your ruler, so in the sign of Cancer, of course, that is raining on your parade. But as soon as it moves into the sign of Leo, you're going to get a big burst of energy. And so I think in that respect, I think you are going to have a good year. Apart from that transit, the new moon is right on your moon because you have moon in Taurus. And then I think that maybe if you've got plans, you definitely should follow through on all your plans, especially after May 9th. Do you have any plans to travel or to do something new?
Yes, we do. Yeah, we've got some new things in the works. So it was just interesting hearing you talk about, you know, all the Taurus things happening at
uh-huh.
the moment.
So I think you're going to have a pretty nice year and a pretty lucky year. How's that?
That sounds wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. You know, I had Arch Crawford, the financial astrologer, on my show, my first show with BBS. And, you know, there's lots of predictions flying around now about market crashes, doom and gloom. But looking back at it, you know, and looking at this lady's chart here, you know, there will be people who are affected by market crashes and the economy, you know, going bad, food shortages and all of that stuff. And then there's going to be people who will not be affected by it. And like he said, even at the in my show, that, you know, when the financial markets are in turmoil and the economy of nations and worlds and are not going well, this is a time of great spiritual awakening.
It definitely is. And we do have another caller.
Hey, ladies. Hi. This is Brant.
Hi, Brant. How are you?
Good. And my birthday is 5/9/77. And my birthday is actually next Friday. But,
happy birthday.
Yeah.
Happy birthday.
But my question is, I've applied for a new job. It's going to be a big kind of career change. And I'm curious to know if there's any specific day next week that would probably be the best to hear from this job at all.
Okay. You're asking if there's going to be a specific day to hear from it, or are you going to hear from it? What was the question?
Which day I will hear from it. I'm pretty confident that I'm going to get a response. It's just,
Well, let me see here. Immediately, you know, when you were asking your question, I kept hearing Thursday.
Oh, really?
So I feel that Thursday may play a role in your getting this new job or hearing from them.
Okay,
well, that's
cool.
A nice birthday present.
Yeah, that would be a great present.
So you have a lot of Taurus planets, but you also... Your Venus and your Mars are in the sign of Aries, okay? So you haven't been, you know, too happy with Mars in Cancer, but it's moving out of Cancer, so that should help your life in general.
Correct.
And so I'm seeing, you know, it doesn't look to me like you have, you know, too much to worry about. I think that you have been on some kind of a quest to learn new things and to change your life. But it's also been hard for you to settle down and focus. There's just been something inside of you that just is unsettled, okay?
Okay.
Are you learning something new? Are you...
Yeah, actually, it's kind of more towards the last few months really being focused. I guess I've kind of actually buckled down and really applied myself, I guess.
Okay, so that's going to be with you on and off. Probably until about September, October, trying to settle down, focus, and keep your eye on the ball there. So I would say that is the only thing that I think you need to be concerned with. Keep your focus.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Thank you for calling.
Yep, thanks.
With Mars being in Cancer, it's really messed up people's focus, hasn't it?
You know, the planets, they do this perpetual dance. It's not like people get the impression, I think, that they're just moving forward, go like a train, just keeps going forward. They're not. They swing back and forth, and they make aspects with each other. They change partners, some become stronger, some become weaker, some are in the middle of the dance, some stand to the back, you know. So there's this great dance in the heavens that happens. And, yeah, Mars, actually the meaning behind Mars in Cancer is that Mars is in its debilitation. It actually meant there's something we need to learn. There's something we need to gain more experience at. And I think if we look back in hindsight, there would have been something that we needed more experience at that would be defined by the house that Cancer resides in your personal horoscope. So it's about learning. Sometimes, the planets are there and saying, well, you need to learn more about money. You need to learn more about communications, and you need to learn more about keeping a home, and you need to learn more about being self-sufficient and not so emotionally needy. And so Mars in Cancer is all about this lack of experience and where we need to learn. As a group, as a whole, as inhabitants of this planet Earth, there does seem to be a lesson about not being emotionally needy, not being too clingy, and just relying on ourselves for emotional support.
Most definitely. Now, a question just popped in my head. Since Mars is in Leo and the self-node is in Leo, is there more action?
Oh, you are very smart, aren't you? Oh,
I have
my
moments.
Oh, you have your moments. You just had a good moment. Well, of course, and this whole thing that goes back to August of 2007 when Saturn also was in the sign of Leo and probably put the kibosh on a lot of love relationships by being involved with somebody who might have been over-arrogant, over-egotistical, or cold romantically, because Saturn is also cold. And now Mars, the south node, is there. Perhaps some people have had time to think. And now Mars is coming through, and Mars, it rules action. So this is going to be the time when Mars gets to the point of the south node, when we have action there. We says, okay, this is the timing now. Come on, it's time to get back together. Hurry up.
Excellent. And we do have another caller.
All right,
hello,
wonderful
caller.
Hello, hello.
And what is your name, caller?
My name is Phyllis, and my birthday is October 23rd, 1947.
And how can I help you?
Well, I have some health challenges I'd like to know about, and also like to know about a new business I'm looking into.
Okay, and realize when I'm doing these mini sort of readings, I'm not doing a full chart. I'm just doing it from what we call the ephemeris. Okay, so I'm just doing it by your planetary aspect. So if you do need another reading or more information on your reading, you can visit the website, or you can get a reading from Jennifer. So sometimes people need more in-depth than what we're allowed to do on the radio or what we even have time to do. As far as your health goes, I have to say, it looks to me it's coming across here because Pluto will be sextiling your sun going back and forth. So it's something that more or less comes across to me as something that needs to be taken care of. Okay?
Okay.
And it does look to me like surgery has been involved. Is this an old condition?
No, I just had surgery not too long ago.
Oh, okay. Was it something that whether you know it or not, it's something that had been there for a while. What kind of surgery was it? Do you mind me asking?
It was surgery on my leg. It had to do with my arteries and veins.
Okay, so obviously that's something that had been developing over the course of a few years, correct?
Yeah, but I didn't know it.
You didn't know it, exactly.
No.
And that's what I see right there, is that this is something that had its roots in the past, okay? So it's coming across here as something that needs to be taken care of, will be taken care of, okay? But needs to be watched, of course, okay? And I'm not feeling that it's going to be life-threatening, but it does require your attention, okay? And you probably will have problems with it on and off until the end of the year.
Okay, and then it's going to dissipate or go away, or?
I think there could be another maybe minor surgery by the end of the year, okay? But it doesn't look to me as that it's a big surgery.
This one was big.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be as big as that one, and I think it could be another minor surgery. So it definitely, if you smoke or if you're not eating well or if you need to lose weight, something you need to get into your determination, and you need to take care of it.
Okay. Okay.
You know, definitely it's going to be, you're going to have further difficulties with it.
I am going to have further difficulties.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With the surgery that I had.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay, can you expound on that at all?
Not having your whole full chart, it's going to be impossible for me to expound on that, okay? It looks to me like there is another surgery in the future. It doesn't look to me like it's as bad as the first one was, okay? But I'm also seeing here, and that's why I question that, you're not participating in the care of your health.
Oh.
Like, you know, smoking, keeping your weight down, eating the right foods, you know, exercising, that kind of thing.
Well, it's kind of, yeah, it's hard to exercise because I can't walk.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm not making excuses, I'm just talking.
I know, we understand that.
I'm a tough astrologer.
That's okay. When you told me that I was going to have more troubles, it just scared me, that's all.
Not too much. Like I said, the planet Pluto's in a nice aspect to your sun, and, so you're going to get through nicely, you know, whatever comes your way. Absolutely.
Okay.
Let me just pop in. Psychically, I'm getting it's going to be like an outpatient kind of surgery. That's how minor it is.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're in there, you get it fixed, and you can go home the same day. So it's not going to be as minor. It's a very minor. It's not as major as you had.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so just relax and just do everything your doctor says and just do the best you can with taking care of you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's a little some, but it's not so bad.
I'm sorry, could you say that again?
It's a little something, you know, but it's not a whole big old surgery. Like she said, it's probably just like an outpatient thing.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Well, it's tough sometimes, you know, people, we're coming into this time frame, the pressure is on the universe, and we also have to be taking care of our planet. We also have to be taking care of our bodies, you know?
Oh, most definitely. I think that's one reason why fitness gyms are coming up in popularity, because we do need to work out. We need to make sure we have healthy food and things are
exactly
taken
care of. Yeah, exactly. It's, body, mind, and soul. Body, mind, and soul.
Definitely. And we are all connected, so the more we're all healthy, the planet will be healthier as well. I just understand that. I can understand how she's a little nervous hearing that there's going to be possibly another.
Yeah, you know, that's why I try to be a little bit careful, you know, when answering health questions on the radio, because
right.
I'm not doing a full chart and a full, reading. And it can be, a little daunting. As my PR people said, oh, you know, you have to do more predictions about the world events. Well, I'd rather talk about, you know, do the readings on love and when you're going to get your job and when you're going to fall in love and when you're going to get married.
The more positive parts.
Yeah.
And we do have another caller.
Are you there, sir?
Hello?
Yes, I was muted out.
Hello?
Hi.
I can't hear you.
Chris.
Hello?
Phyllis?
Yes.
Jennifer?
Yes.
I can't hear you.
Ask a question because we can hear you.
Okay. My question is, I know my past and I know where I'm at right now. And where will I be by January of 2009? And my birthday is April
29, 1959. So,
oh, how funny.
Okay, so you know where you are now, and you want to know where you're going to be in April and January of 2009?
Yeah. Like, okay, here it is. We're in May, and the year is, like, almost over.
Yeah.
So if I do a a 6 month run.
Do you want to, let's at least put an area. How about like business, relationship, health?
Business.
Oh, okay. In January of 2009, it looks to me like you are, as Pluto's heading towards your Saturn, it's just, you're just on a steady gate upwards, all right? In about January, February, March, Jupiter moves onto your moon, so definitely there's going to be expansion financially in the new year coming up for you, and that's going to be nice because you'll have a lot more spending money. You're going to work hard. You're going to continue to work hard, and you're just on a steady ride upwards for about the next 2 years. It looks to me maybe you have a 2-year plan. Maybe you have, you know, things that need to be done, but it looks to me like you're going to be pretty dedicated to it, and you're going to reach your goals. So I think that you have a plan, you have goals already set, and I would say nothing's going to get in your way.
Awesome.
Am I right?
Awesome. Yes, I do have a plan. 2 years is perfect, and as long as I stay persistent, consistent, and keep focused and watch that graph move north and stay optimistic and what's the word? Effortless prosperity.
And you'll just keep going. And like I said, you have a plan and you're just going to keep moving towards your plan. Because remember, everything in the sign of Capricorn, Capricorn doesn't give up. It's a very persistent planet and it just keeps going.
Okay, well, I'm a Taurus, and Tauruses don't give up.
I know, but the planets, I know that you're a Taurus, but you have Saturn is in Capricorn, and we have Pluto in Capricorn, Jupiter is in Capricorn, okay? That's what I meant to say.
Okay.
Is that with those planets are going to help you to, those are going to be the planets that push you through.
All right.
And give you this consistency of effort that you have right now.
Well, I will. Now, on May 2nd, tomorrow, at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, everybody should be sitting outside with their notepad?
No.
So what's the correct way to petition the big
thing? To petition, she said. Well, you know, that's an interesting thought, and that's a very good question because a lot of people, you know, and definitely in the ancient books, it tells us to go outside and you can actually communicate with the planets. You don't have to wait for any given time to communicate with them. You go outside and stare at them and communicate with them.
Okay.
My feeling is that there's an energy there, whether it be, I know it's not a human energy, but I know that there's an energy in those planets, and you can go outside on a clear night, you find the planet Venus, you can communicate with it, you find the moon, communicate with it, the sun, Saturn, you communicate with it. Does it have to be at any specific time? Am I going to be out there at 11:19 p.m.? Nope, I'm going to be in my bed sleeping.
Well, ladies, it is time for us.
Thank you so much for making it so simple. I love that.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Jennifer.
Thank you. I would like to thank you, Terry, very much for being on air. The time, it once again, just flies with you on the show. I want
thank
to remind
you.
Everybody to check out her website at terrynanzon.com and her show on BBS Radio on Thursdays at 4 p.m. And Terry, you have an open invitation to be on the show anytime. Awesome.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure, and I love talking to all your viewers and you, of course. Thank you very much for having me.
Thank you. Next week we have a local Tucson psychic who will be on making predictions and doing some readings. And so until then, with each breath of air, we hope you gain new insights and inspirations. Many blessings and good night.